Johnny Depp will be swashbuckling on the big screen once again this weekend in Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Man's Chest. Reviews are mixed, and we'll have one of our own from an unorthodox source in just a minute, but the film is expected to have a huge opening. Still, this juggernaut won't be enough to overcome a mediocre box office performance for the summer, as NPR's Kim Masters reports.
For some time now, box office tracking has shown explosive demand for Pirates of the Caribbean. Some in the industry think the film could pass Spider-Man's opening weekend record of $115 million. It's a surprising outcome for a picture that features Johnny Depp as a pirate who wears eyeliner.
Captain Sparrow!
Come to join me, crew, lad. Welcome aboard.
I'm here to find the man I love.
I'm deeply flattered, son, but my first and only love is the sea.
Disney owes everything to the originality of Depp's characterization of Captain Jack Sparrow, as studio chairman Dick Cook well knows. When he met with Depp a few years ago about possible projects, Depp said he'd been watching lots of Disney movies with his little ones and wanted to make one himself.
And at first I thought he meant an animated movie, being a voice of one of our characters, and then as we were talking, it was, no, he meant a real live-action movie.
Cook scrambled for an idea and came up with the Pirates concept. It was just the embryo of a project. There was no script. There was barely even an outline. To his agent's consternation, Cook says Depp committed on the spot and insisted that he would play the rogue.
I think, honestly, in that moment in his mind, he had already started to create this great character, Captain Jack Sparrow.
The whole thing was an enormous risk. There had been some big pirate movie bombs. Co-stars Keira Knightley and Orlando Bloom weren't that well known. Depp was seen as a great, quirky actor, but hardly a bankable star. And when he showed up in costume with a mouthful of gold teeth, it became clear that he wouldn't deliver the performance that Disney had anticipated. After getting panicked calls from the set, Cook met with Depp and showed him some footage. The star concurred that perhaps he'd gone a little too far.
And the receptionist is the only mirror we could find that was small enough, and so we spent the next half hour to 45 minutes with his mouth open, looking at the scenes. He said, how about if I take this one out? I got to leave this one because it's got a little bit of a diamond in it, and it's kind of great for the light to hit it. And how about if we take this one out, and that one out, and that one out? And that's what we did.
But when shooting started, Depp's new look brought little comfort to the studio executives.
And when you looked at dailies, you thought, oh my gosh, what in the world is this guy doing?
The producer and director replied that they weren't sure, but it certainly was entertaining. So entertaining that the film went on to gross more than $300 million in the U.S. alone. Box office analyst Brandon Gray expects the Pirates sequel to have the biggest opening of the year, though he has doubts that the film can smash Spider-Man's record. He also says Pirates, no matter how great the audience appetite, won't be enough to reverse the industry's flagging fortunes this summer.
The good thing about 2006 is we're not going down any further, but it's hardly a recovery from the slump of 2005.
The numbers may not be falling, Gray says, but with the middling performance of films that deal in the familiar, like Mission Impossible 3 and Superman Returns, the studios still need to find ways to hold on to their audience. Kim Masters, NPR News, Los Angeles.